We get a chance to visit with the president of our Atlanta United on a weekly basis, guys. Presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands and furniture, electronics, and appliances. Here on Dukes and Bell, and Darren Eales is in studio with us. Normally, guys, it's Tuesday, but this week, because of business and things that were going on, we moved it back to Friday, and we're glad to have you in studio. Welcome, first and foremost. What was the deal with no fans at this match last night? Can you explain to our listeners and the 17s and everybody else who's like pulling their hair out going, wait a minute, well, there's a match in my backyard and I can't be at it?
Yeah, so this was the fun we had this week. We had the game, it was due to be played Charleston on Tuesday. The pitch was, I mean, it did rain from Saturday through to Tuesday, but the pitch was in a bad state anyway. And by the time the team got there with the referee, thank goodness they were more sensible than perhaps the Columbus game. And they said for safety reasons they couldn't play it there. The difficulty then that Charleston had was working with US Soccer to try and find an alternative venue. They couldn't find one within the 24-hour period. We talked at our end to see what we could find, and we were able to get Kennesaw State at the last minute. But because of the last-minute nature, we couldn't get the staff to staff it up for a paid audience. So that was where, in the end, it was, you know, it was a compromise to get the game played. And from our perspective, you know, thanks to Kennesaw for doing it at such last-minute notice. But it led to that strange situation. I've never been in a game like it where, well, I have when I used to play for the New York Centaurs. There was about the same number of fans watching us then that there was for their game yesterday. But it was funny because about 20 minutes in, I mean, the ref wasn't having a great game. Mm-hmm. And he gave a yellow card against Jeff, and I gave him my view on that. And then I got Elena Cismarich, who's our head of communications, came down to quietly tell me that everybody in the press box could hear everything I was shouting. So I had to force myself to be quiet. But it's funny, you could hear everything, the players, right. You know, all of the sort of the banter. And yeah, so that was the scenario.
It was funny because if you didn't see it, it had to go to overtime because of U.S. Open Cup rules. It was 1-1, and they were on an attack. And usually, Carl, you've seen the referees. It's sort of a nebulous number what the stoppage time is. It give you a little benefit of the doubt. And usually let a team finish a run. He blows the whistle as they're on the way into our defensive zone.
Yeah, that's about the only good thing he did.
No, because I saw the highlights last night on the website. And you can go to ATLUTD if you want to check it out. Darren Eales is with us, guys, president of Atlanta United. And, yeah, it was a surreal environment. Brandon Vasquez, a guy we kind of forgot about, showed you he can put the ball in the net.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, he's come back from injury and he looked sharp. And it was a strange game because of the circumstances. And you get these in cup ties. I mean, it's great. That's one of the magic of the US Open Cup. It's like the FA Cup in England. You get these lower league teams, and they got the goal early, and they were hanging on for grim death. And I didn't think we were going to get the equaliser. I just felt it was going to be one of those days. And, you know, thankfully we got the goal from a corner. So that was interesting as well, added to the strangeness of the game. I think that's the first one we've scored
right. Direct
from a corner. But, yeah, so it was one just we're glad to sort of get the win and get into the next round. Because, you know, we've got a game against Columbus on Tuesday. If we win that, we get to host against either FC Cincinnati or St. Louis, another team from the league below. So, you know, we've talked about this. You know, this is a cup that if we could just put a little bit of a run together, before you know it, you're in the semifinals and it's anyone's.
The importance of this for us, is there a pecking order? I don't even know if that's the way you want to phrase it, but what is the importance of U.S. Open Cup for us?
It's important, and I think, you know, you don't need to have a pecking order in some respect because, you know, they're dual competitions that we go in as well as the MLS Cup. I mean, I think that all things being equal, you'd rather win the MLS Cup than the US Open Cup, but the US Open Cup's there to be won, so why not take the trophy? And, you know, we're a young club. We want to be a club that people look at and see as having a dynasty, and that's what we want to try and create. So, you know, for me, as we're 1-0 down going into the 70th minute, I was getting frustrated because right. I felt this last year. You know, I think we threw away a chance. If you guys remember, we had that game in Chicago where, you know, it's just frustrating. It's a tournament, and I just felt that it was something we could have won. So, you know, I'm delighted that we managed to get through that sort of banana skin, and now we're on to, you know, a tough game at Columbus. But, you know, if we can get a result there, then we get a home game in the quarterfinals. So, you know, that's what we're looking to do.
It is our man Darren Eales, guys, the president of Atlanta United, talking about what was, as we said, sort of a strange vibe. Now we get back into playing in venues we're more familiar with. The lineup last night, was that a byproduct of let's continue to let the veterans rest? Or you just, no disrespect to Charleston Battery, but you thought that a mixed lineup would probably be able to get the job done?
Yeah, although it was a pretty strong lineup, to be honest. I mean, we had...
Pitty, you know, was out there.
Yeah, Pitty's playing. I mean, we had Miles playing at the back. You know, we had quite a lot of our starters playing. The good thing now is they're starting to come back. So someone like an Ezequiel Barco is back now from Argentina at a team with the under-20s. So as we go on now, we're going to get stronger.
Is Romario Williams okay? He looked a little banged up at the end.
Yeah, I think so. They'll get him checked out this morning, but he seemed to be okay when I saw him after the game.
Darren Eales, our guest, guys, president of Atlanta United, brought to you by Aaron's. We haven't had a chance to visit with you since the loss by Tottenham. Your thoughts on how that all played out, and, you know, at the end of the day, I know you're still very proud of that whole situation.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, it was like a microcosm what it's like to be a Tottenham Hotspur fan, because you have all that hope and excitement for 3 weeks leading up to the game, and 20 seconds in, the game's over because of a stupid penalty. I mean, it was, the hope's gone. It was like, and it was a slow, painful sort of 90 minutes trying to chase it. Now, I mean, look, in the big scheme of things, it was a great, it was great for Tottenham to get to a Champions League final. They'll be disappointed, I think, the way they played, given that I didn't think Liverpool played that great either. So you feel like it was one that was there for the taking. But, you know, there's a great new stadium for them to go in next year. They can build off this. So I think, you know, looking backwards, as long as they can continue to progress, it'll be seen as just, you know, the start of the rise. Hopefully not, you know, they'll be looking back in 25 years thinking, oh, what could have been.
And that's why, if you don't watch Men in Blazers, most soccer fans are familiar with it. If you watch it on NBC Sports, they say that's so Spursy when you either score a goal too early or you lose by those kind of circumstances. There's not that you're snake bit, because you're obviously in the Champions League, you got a level of success, but there's always that one thing which seems to bite you.
Yeah, and it was crazy. I mean, 20 seconds in, it was such a stupid position to have your hand in. It was just so deflating.
Darren Eales is with us, and he made his bones in Tottenham before coming over here. He was hired by Arthur Blank to build, obviously, our championship team, Atlanta United. All right, I was talking to a bunch of listeners on Twitter, because the U.S. men's side, women are fantastic. We know what they're capable of. They win World Cups and championships, but the men, not so much. England kind of did a bit of a transformation the last World Cup. They kind of changed is that what we need, a reboot? I mean, a lot of people said, well, get Darren Eales and Bocanegra on that job. Sounds to me like the most thankless job in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in a federation, to be honest, because it's very difficult. And the other thing is, change takes a lot of time. It's not something where, like a club, it's a little bit easier to turn a switch and try and change some things. So, you know, I do think it's a couple of friendly games. I get it. It was disappointing results. But I think you've got to look at the Gold Cup and see how America does in that before sort of rushing to judgment, because it is a new coach. And, you know, we've seen that with ourselves, with other teams. When you have a new coach coming in, there's going to be a little bit of time where you've got to bed in and get used to it. But obviously what these two results have done is it's meant the pressure and the spotlight's on Greg, who's the head coach of the U.S. national team, a little bit more now, because there'll be an expectation. So, you know, it is harder when it's a national team. But again, you know, it can be done. If you look at England, it did take a bit of time to turn it around. But I think they brought some people in. And but, yeah, it's a thankless task, to be honest.
From the men to the women, we had a great discussion over the last few days about our U.S. women's national team running up the score. They scored 13 goals. I know you're familiar with it. But what was your opinions on that? Because for Mike and I, you know, I want to destroy the competition, especially right. When it's international competition, all right? And for our women's team to play as well as they did, you know, our whole thing was, Darren, what do? I mean, do you kick the ball around and play keep away, or do you stay aggressive? And if you do that, even with the subs, we were still scoring. And then, you know, they're getting a bad rap. Oh, they're running the score up.
No, I mean, look, I've got a firm opinion on that. I think you absolutely try and score as many goals as you can. I think there's a couple of things. One, it matters in terms of goal difference. So, you know, I get so frustrated even, I think, in my time with Atlanta or with Spurs, where if there's a feeling that we're not trying to score goals, you just never know when that's going to matter. And goal difference can count. So absolutely no problem with America running up the score. And actually, I think it's more disrespectful when you start passing it around and doing little tricks and not scoring. I think that's worse. I suppose the question I've got is the way that they celebrated. I just think that's probably caused more of a stir than it was the actual running up of the score. So I think it's one thing to be trying to score and professional. You score the goal, you get back and set yourselves up. But I think, you know, the 11th, 12th goal to sort of celebrate that like you've won the World Cup was a little odd.
And that's where a lot of people are bringing the heat. But as we said, I mean, to score in a World Cup is something which, you know, only a few people get to do anyway. No, granted, for some people, it was their fifth and third goals. But
and look, we sort of seen it a little bit. People, you know, in a little respect with Atlanta winning the Cup, and then everybody's looking for something to sort of knock you for.
Right.
You know, the women's team has just got to get used to it. It's because they're so good. It's because they're streets ahead of most of the competition. They've been so professional. They've been so successful. They have a dynasty. That's why they're attracting the sort of publicity, and I think is a good thing for the women's game in the big scheme of things, because they are being talked about. It is being talked about on radio shows, on TV, and you know, they're great athletes, so you know, I think they'll take it in their stride.
Darren Eales with us, guys, president of Atlanta United here on Dukes and Bell. We had a chance to get you in studio in a while. The great article in Yahoo Sports about Frank DeBoer, talking about everything he's gone through the last couple of months. And I thought it was really illuminating about things he's learned and how to approach things differently with the South American players and his style. Now we get the guys back. What are you looking forward to see now? I don't call it the second half or however you want to call it now after the break.
Yeah, look, I think the good thing is, and we spoke about this, we always talked about that Chicago game being a sort of cutoff point of the season. Now we get to sort of integrate, I think, the things that Frank has learned over the first half of the season. There's no doubt we're better defensively. Now how do we work on that attacking? And we've got Barco to bring back, who had a great under-20 World Cup, so that's exciting. We're hoping that, knock on wood, Joseph gets through the Copa America okay. We bring him back, and I think, you know, Pitti's just going to get better and better. So I'm excited to see how the second half of the season can go, and I think there's clear signs we're progressing, and it's now how high can we go.
Darren, thank you for stopping by. It is always brought to you by Aaron's Guys, perfect for your budget and style with top-name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. It's Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.